Hi, thank you so much for returning our call today. My name is Ruby, and I am with Local Stash. Is this Houston Central Air?
Yes. Who are you with again?
I'm with Local Stash, and we called to speak with you about listing your business on the first page of Google. Well, I'm pretty sure that you're familiar with Google, right?
Yes.
Great. So you know how when you do like a search on it, there is a map that will pop up in the middle of the page, and then there are businesses listed below as well. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we call the local map section, and that is what we do. So we put you on the first page search results whenever someone like searches any type of services that you offer, and then we help you generate more business. Well, I just wanted to ask, how long have you owned the business for?
Couple of years.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And pretty sure you can handle more business, right?
Not at this time. We're actually looking to hire.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to be able to, yeah, we're not going to be able to take on anything more until we get the hiring situation taken care of.
Oh, gotcha on that. But
yeah,
like
so, mm-hmm. No, we're booked weeks in advance. So until we get more hire, we're not going to be able to to handle any of that. So maybe check with us next year. Thank you.
Oh, I totally understand it, but do you have like any plans on putting up your hiring on Google? Like if we're going to put your business on the first page?
We have several. The type of business we're in, you don't just, open. It's a specific, certification and trades and stuff like that. So we have actually people looking into the hiring process for us right now. We don't deal with it ourselves.
Oh, okay. Gotcha on that.
Yeah.
But, people nowadays are onto searching online for services and for hiring. So if you're going to put your business up online, it will serve as, they can see what you offer, like what you can do, and exposure as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So how about just, listening to our pricing details and the packages that we offer?
Sure. How much is it?
Well, it depends on a couple of factors, though, how many miles are you willing to travel for a customer?
25 miles.
Okay, and it's up for residential or you're doing commercial as well?
Both.
Mm-hmm. And I do believe that you're the sole owner, right? Do you have like a partner with you?
Yes. No, just
me. Okay, what is your name, by the way?
Nick.
All right, Nick. So yeah, being that this is an exclusive listing that I'll be filling today, we also do see the value in having your business on the first page of Google as well, right?
Eventually, like I said, it's not going to do anything for us right now because it's going to bring us business that we wouldn't be able to onboard.
Mm-hmm. So you're pretty booked out, right? Like for weeks in advance?
Yeah.
Okay. Just a question, though. For example, if I'm a customer calling in, like assuming that I am your customer, if I'm going to call in and then ask for your services, how many months or how many weeks are you going to be able to, put me into your schedule? Or are you
Minimum a week out. Now, we do have, emergency services, but the average person is not paying emergency service prices, so.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. With that, well.
So, I'm not saying we would, if somebody calls us, we're not, doing it, but when I say we can't onboard, means we're not going to pay to advertise when the only way to onboard a new customer is through higher pricing than our normal fee. Because it would be a waste of money. Most people are not, they'll just call the next company that is willing to do it for the regular price.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. Gotcha. Just one last question, though. What if the prices, fits within your budget and the packages make sense to you? Would you consider, looking at it today? Would you consider to get it today?
No, eventually, once we hire, it may make sense. But, like I said, getting it today is paying for a service that we would not be able to utilize.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm interested in the pricing. I've always wondered, how much it costs to show up in that little map area, on the first page.
Okay, but how about I'll just call you back whenever you are, whenever you have like...
Well, I mean, are they really cheap? I mean, if you're giving it away, then, maybe having it is not that bad of an idea.
Okay, gotcha.
So, give me the prices and let's figure it out.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask, though, do you have, a website already or not yet?
We have one up. It's kind of like a skeleton right now. It's getting worked on. We have a team working on it right now. But the domain and everything, the hosting is already in place.
Okay.
It's HoustonCentralAir.com.
Gotcha on that. So, yeah, in regards to the prices and the packages that we have, just give me 1 second here, and I'll pull up all the details, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. While waiting, though, do you have, any other services that you want to offer besides you have now?
We do AC and heating for residential and commercial, and we do commercial refrigeration.
Okay, gotcha on that. Taking note
of
that.
So walk-in coolers, freezers, ice machines, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, got you. So just give me 1 second here. Alrighty, well, thank you so much for holding, Nick. Sorry about that. So, yeah, in regards with the prices and the package that we do have, I have my regional director, Andy. He's going to jump on the line right now so that he can walk you through all of the details and answer any questions that you may have as well. Just give me 1 second here. Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you for holding. Is this Nick?
Yes.